وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين. Dear listeners, welcome to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program For Humanity, and the topic today is Hollywood, Conditioning of the Subconscious Mind and Extermination of Human Rights. This is Sheikh Ali Haimani. Let's continue our discussion from our previous topic where we were talking about how media conditions our subconscious mind for the teens, youth and children. And this leads to identity crisis among the young children because they find it difficult to relate to what is true and what is false and what is right and what is not right. They find it difficult to relate and adopt a particular behavior and point it out as the good behavior. And this is where we find that the elders step in and they try to guide and counsel the youth and the teens. And they tell them what is right and what needs to be followed, and what is not right and what needs to be avoided. This is where we also see that religion helps us to understand the rulings about what is haram and what is halal, what needs to be followed, what is forbidden, and what needs to be stayed away from. But here's an important element that we need to pay attention to. The important element is the people who try to guide us are the ones who are elders, who've lived their life for 35 years, 40 years, 45 years, and they've seen the world. They've been teens themselves, and they did some weird, obnoxious things themselves. But now they're 35 and 40, and they realize that what they did when they were young was neither fruitful nor beneficial for their life in the long run. And that is why they try and counsel the youth that pay attention, listen to us, understand that this is of no use to you, this is of no benefit to you. For example, tattooing your body or piercing your body, this is of no use to you here or in the hereafter. Similarly, the Holy Quran, the Ahadith, the verses, the rulings of the Maraji Taqlid, they try and guide us and tell us what needs to be done in this world and what needs to be avoided in this world so that it benefits us in this world and the hereafter. But this is where the media comes in and tells the youth. What does the media tell them? Media tells them that don't listen to your elders because you are a free person. Don't listen to your teachers because you have your own opinion. Don't listen to others because you have a right of opinion and you have a right to follow what your heart says. Listen to your own heart. And that's why you will find that there are songs related to it, something like, I want to break free, I want to do this, I want to fly in the sky, and I believe I can fly. All these songs that constantly feed our youth and teens with messages which tell them to break the rules. Don't follow what the elders are telling you. Don't follow the rules that the society is guiding you, and follow what your heart says. Now imagine all the youth and all the teen across the world start following their heart's desire. This is going to lead to utter chaos because everybody would want to do what they like and everybody would want to achieve what they like without respecting the privacy and the boundaries of others. And this means utter chaos. And if there is utter chaos, then problem solving is challenging. Bringing the society to equilibrium and maintaining peace in the society is going to be another challenging task. Let's take a quick break and come back and discuss it further.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. And the thing that we were discussing was about how the media, particularly Hollywood, tells us not to listen to our elders, not to listen to the society, and do what we want to do. So here, we need to understand here that media plays a role in telling our youth what they need to do, what they should decide, what they should pick, and not listen to the elders. And that's why the media, the advertisement, the Hollywood dictates the fashion, dictates the ideology, dictates the worldview, tells them what to follow, gives them the ideology to live, and promotes materialism to its utmost core, promotes capitalism to its utmost core. And that's why you will find particularly the religious children, particularly the children from the religious family, be it Christianity or Islam, those who are living in a religious environment, you will find them going through an internal conflict. What's the internal conflict? Media is asking them to be materialistic, while Islam is asking them to be altruistic. What does altruistic mean? To give to others, to provide to others, to do charity, to help others. Don't be arrogant. Don't be self-focused. Don't be self-centered. Don't be conceited. While what is media telling them, Hollywood telling them? It's telling them to focus on yourself, know about yourself, pay attention to yourself, look at what you're wearing, try and improve your wearing, try and dress better, don't give to others, because the more you have, the better you are, the more appreciated you are, the more liked you are, people are going to like you and follow you more. And this conflict exists in the mind of the youth. Which one do I follow? Do I follow media or do I follow Islam? And when the youth goes out and looks at the community around himself, what he notices is what media is preaching. He finds all the youth in his school, all the teens in his college, following what media is telling them. And if he tries to follow Islam, he gets ridiculed upon. He gets laughed upon. And people point out to him and tell him that you are the weird person. You are the isolated person. You are the lone person. Everyone's following one thing and you're following another thing. And therefore, the problem lies with you. Therefore, you are the problem child. You are the problem person. You are the one disrupting the social behavior of this group, of this community. And this conflict continues to an extent where the child, the teen, the youth arrives at the conclusion that following Islam is not good for practical life. Following Islam for your belief system is okay, it's good to have. But is it practical? Absolutely not. Why? Because when I try and follow Islam in the society, I get ridiculed upon, I get laughed upon, I get looked down upon. Therefore, Islam is a thing to believe in and keep in my heart, but not to be practiced in the real life. Because the more I practice, the more challenges I face. And the more aloof I get from the society, because the rest of the society is being conditioned by the media and they're following the footsteps of the media, they're following the messages of the media. And therefore, for me, I'm good just to keep the religion in my pocket, in my heart, and not to follow it. In the next episode, we will look at Milgram's experiment. It's a very interesting experiment. It'll tell you how the media or any authority, any figure who claims to be an authority can dictate terms to you, and how the people who feel that they are the subordinates, they are the followers, listen to these commands, listen to these orders and follows it. So until next episode, fi amanillah and God bless you all. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi. 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 Salli ala Muhammad wa alihi.
محمد وآله.